The complex system to get goods from factories to stores and then to your house is under enormous strain. The coronavirus has led to a huge spike in demand for certain products and made it more difficult to get those goods where they need to go. As Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports, that may be leading to an especially tough year for the supply chain.
All that stuff you've probably been squirreling away for the last few weeks, it all got to you through a vast network of trucks, planes, trains, and warehouses, a logistics system under duress.
We're still trying to figure out the new normal right now. We've not yet gotten a place of stability.
Kathy Fulton runs the American Logistics Aid Network. She says worried customers have been buying up household basics two or three times faster than normal. That means that truckers and warehouse crews have been redlining to move the products that help millions observe shelter-in-place orders.
But we also have to understand that those policies also have an effect on things that we need in order to combat the virus.
Rest stops for truckers, for instance. Lockdowns temporarily closed some of them. Other measures have thrown roadblocks in the way of deliveries. And truck drivers have to be extra careful. Michael Belzer, an economist at Wayne State University, says the trucker population is especially vulnerable to COVID-19.
It's older, high blood pressure, has cardiovascular disease, has asthma.
On the plus side, truckers are isolated behind the wheel. The federal government has green-lighted waivers, letting truckers drive even longer hours. States have waived some weight restrictions. Unusually light rush hour traffic is speeding home deliveries in lockdown cities. Air freight has been severely stretched. Commercial airlines ship goods in their baggage holds, but there are fewer planes flying. Major seaports are functioning more or less normally, but with a lot fewer ships to unload since Asia hasn't fully ramped up exports. Of course, shippers can't deliver what they don't have. For instance, there are just not enough available medical masks and ventilators to go around. But there is plenty of food.
There's a lot of inventory in the system.
Anant Iyer, a supply chain management professor at Purdue University, figures there's at least 2.5 months worth of basic household goods in factories, warehouses, and trucks speeding toward retailers right now.
The product is going to be there. And the reason it's going to be there is everybody wants to sell product.
Iyer says a lot of food that would normally still be in the supply chain now is already in pantries. That makes some sense, with more than 100 million Americans on lockdown and so many restaurants closed. Americans are eating at home more. But David Ross, a logistics expert at Stifel Financial, says that huge home pantry stockpile will soon compound problems for the logistics industry.
At some point, folks will have all of the ground beef they need until July, all of the toilet paper they will need until November. And over the coming weeks, the demand for that should drop off significantly.
And then truckers who've been busting it for weeks trying to fill orders will likely join much of the rest of the supply chain facing the headwinds of a possible recession. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.